You already know what it is, man. Big Apple checking in, man. We love hip hop. Huh, come on, man. We love it, man. We love hip hop. Better love it.
Everybody head on over to We Love Hip Hop, man. I'm subscribed. Look, I didn't even have to subscribe. I'm already subscribed.
Yo, you already know it's Woodnog and you're tuned in to We Love Hip Hop.
Hey, yo, what's up? What's up? It's Mr. Chisnock, Shocklair, the Ill Floor. And right now, we're tuned in to We Love Hip Hop. Check it out.
Yo, it's your boy, Phil Dinero, man. I made it with We Love Hip Hop. And that's what we do. We fucking really love hip hop.
We love hip hop.
Jelly Tooth, y'all, you already know what it is. We out here. We love hip hop. Stay tuned. We rocking. Judy!
You're going to edit until, right? Okay, this is Eugene from Play the Record. 29 years. We love hip hop.
Let's do it.
Love and hate can never be free.
These are the vibes, them, you know. Six views on cut. Turn it up. We love hip hop. Right.
Here I come.
Just like that. I can't do it like Big Dog.
Next week, Stepping Razor.
I mean,
shout out PK in the building.
PK's request. Let's go. G-Body.
Yo, G-Body, we need some new music.
Episode 235.
Yeah, I grab 24 cold. Yeah, I grip on a thigh slow. Yeah, man, she like how I ride choke.
DK.
Yeah, I grab 24 cold. Yeah, I grip on a thigh slow. Yeah, man, she like how I ride choke. Yeah, this view from the top.
Go down. Head, Bizlo.
Yeah, nigga. It's Bizlo, nigga. I know y'all
been waiting.
I already know what it
fuck
is.
Let's go.
Got a pimp shit, they pay me. Okay. Got a bitch, her name is Amy. She'll suck a nigga dick and make a daydream. Like a trick and drive her crazy. That what she doing when I'm in the trap.
Cause
I'm missing a pack, whipping it back. Sell a half off for a rocky kid. Sit high strap, bag of stuff on the counter. Going hard with the powder. Money long with a counter. Standing tall by the tower.
Squad,
when I'm off, I devour. I got balls in the power.
Jesus. So we are buck. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka Executive Rick, aka Summer Baby Rick, and 2D Red. I mean,
no, it's me, Paul Bunyan.
Hey,
Smokey the Bear. Let me do my work.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm here. Part they'll stand up. You know what I'm saying? Spoil smokers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to shout out the guy who was installing the cameras, T, or Torin or whatever his name, but T for short. And then I want to shout out Zeti Hot Plates.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Little setbacks mean major comebacks. So.
Yeah, my suit set to Zeti.
You know what I'm saying? And then the usual suspects, you know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Giveaway. Coming soon, very soon. I'm gonna do this giveaway, and then Trivia Thursdays. That's all. That's what's coming next. But yeah, PK Herc, episode 235. Let me work.
Hey.
Big up yourself, Toronto.
And to the left of me,
yo, it's freaking hot, B. It's your boy Gutsy Guts, Mr. Six Views Uncut, Genomely G, aka. Ow. Son of, that's my pops over there. You already know, episode 59 and 60. Don't worry, it's a little bit complicated, but you know what I'm saying? You're gonna get two episodes pretty much this week. Shout out Gucci and Bingo. Bingo, hold your head, you know what I'm saying? I know you're shaking it rough. Shout out Chris Guy for coming through. We're going to get into that a little bit later, but appreciate him for coming through. Super dope interview. By the time this is out, yeah.
No more nerd ropes for Bingo.
No more anything for Bingo.
Oh, but, bingos.
Yeah, man. Just shout out the team like usual. Really quick, though, I got a bunch of shout outs because you guys, like I've been saying, Toronto is the friggin'. August is the Toronto month for urban whatever. But yeah, we got to shout out Big Slime, Six Views Uncut alumni. We got to shout out Teo Capasso, who's in Young Blitz's video. I don't even remember if we said Young Blitz, who had a birthday last week.
Okay.
Yeah. Jay Need is also an August baby. Shout out to Unruly Kitchen, so, a.k.a.
Virgo or Leo?
Leo. This is Leo, Leo right
yeah,
now.
Leo. Okay.
Virgo's next. Next, yeah. So yeah, next 2 weeks.
I don't have a line.
So is it Cancer then? Is it Cancer then Leo?
Yeah, Cancer then Leo.
Yeah.
So yeah, Unruly Kitchen, Unruly Shelly, big up yourself. Happy birthday, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing. Fuck, man. There's probably so much more, guys. But yeah, I just want to shout out. Those are the ones I remember off the top. Toronto, do better. And yeah, we're going to have a dope-ass episode. Make sure you subscribe, comment, like, do all the social media thing down there.
Gucci Gooch, what you saying?
It's your boy Gucci, man. Shout out to the team, man. Yo, we steady working. What is this, episode 235?
235.
Yo, it's Gucci. I got you, my nigga. Look at that. Yo, shout out to the supporters, man. You guys made it to 235 for us. So you already know, man. We love you guys. You know, I see the comments, B. You know what I mean? Gucci's in the comments and preen and, you know, you already know, man. I'm active. You know what I mean?
He's active.
But yeah, man.
Make
sure you guys check out Six Views. The boys in there. You feel me? Shout out to Chris Guy for, you know, coming through. Dope ass episode. You already know, man. It's your boy, Gucci. Gang.
We're brothers.
We're twins.
Twins.
That's my twin.
That's my twin. That's my twin.
Yo, did we just become best friends?
Leo gang, baby.
Yeah, man.
Virgo gang. Gemini.
Big salute to everybody out there, man.
Yeah, I was waiting for the Cancer gang.
No, like, man, I don't care, bro.
Fuck y'all horoscopes.
Yeah, fuck it, man. I'm born in July. Anyways, yo, big salute to everybody out there, all the office warriors, 9 to 5 gang, the cubicle gang. Salute to all the people who are listening on SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music, all the listening platforms. Who else? You got the subscribers, the members, you know what I'm saying? You know, subscribe to our Patreon as well and subscribe to our Twitch, you know what I mean?
Shout out, follow my Twitch too, Mr. PK Hurt.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? Let's get to a quick story before we were talking about Chris Guy. Actually, Gucci was mentioning him and you know, Gutsy did, you know, y'all did an impeccable interview with that guy, you know what I'm saying?
Gucci did amazing.
Yeah.
Gucci there killed it. Round of applause it. Here.
Hey. I told you, Guts.
What, you had the epiphany?
I told you, man. I had an epiphany. Yeah, man. Gucci there in the booth. And he seen that thing that wasn't up to par, the man said, yo, no, my reporting skills and my entertainment. Yo, I'm no.
Get this.
This ain't happening again this year. No.
B grade, C grade shit away from me.
Yeah. Shout out Big Boy for coming through, man. That was super dope.
Yeah. Facts, man. Yo. And you know, what do y'all like? I know I got my share of you know, love and backlash at the same time from that. What about y'all, man? Like, I addressed it already on YouTube Live, but what about y'all, man?
Niggas unfollowed me.
Really?
I seen my shit go up. I think it went up like, I can't remember because I didn't post a picture because after the interview was done, well, we filmed something else, but I went home. I knocked, bro. I was still hungover. Like,
right.
But yeah, I see my followers went up. Like I checked my phone, my followers went up a little bit. And then when I checked my phone the morning, I'm like, holy fuck, I lost like 10 followers. Wow. I was like, shit, B. Yes, I don't have that many followers. So I know how much.
That's what I was saying.
5, like, 10, 20, I know. But when I seen that, I was just like, you know, people are going to have their opinion just like we did kind of. And I think it's a little bit harsh because you don't know if we were shitting on the man. For the people that don't like him, because I want to assume they was like, oh, because I did get a few comments. You're interviewing him like he's so this, he's that and da, 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 da. But I'm like, you didn't hear the interview. Like you didn't watch it. You didn't see if like I said, if I shitted on him, if I was making fun of him. People just jump to conclusions. To me, I didn't like that part of it.
Yeah, because like technically right now while we're recording this, the interview's not out yet. So nobody actually knows what we fucking what y'all conversation was about.
Exactly.
I never got no negative feedback. I got all fire emojis and yo,
lucky you.
100 and like, yeah, I didn't get no. Well, yeah, I didn't get no negative comments unless the fire was like fire for that, like, but yo,
fire upon that.
But no, like, you know, like, it was all seemed like they were good, like fire, like it was fire, like treat, you know, fire, like it's a fire, like go, can't wait to see this one.
Fact,
tuning in. Man is like, yo, you guys had him on. No, I'm like, it's on this platform, you know.
I got a couple of that too. I got a couple of messages. Yo, you should bring him into the Wheel of Hip Hop, but you do a Wheel of Hip Hop interview. I was like, no, I interviewed. Oh, the picture was an interview? I was like, yeah, we interviewed him.
Yeah, people don't. Well, they thought we were just taking pictures with him.
Yeah, they just. That's what people thought. They were like, yo, that'd be dope if you guys got an interview. I was like, I did. Like,
yeah,
Toronto for you. But
so you got no backlash?
Nah, like, I had one coming like, oh, yo, you should just interview him by yourself. I was like, oh, shit, well, okay. Thank you. But other than that, I ain't got no backlash.
And
like I said, unless I'm misreading the fire for being good, and this time it's actually negative,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. But everyone like that, like, yeah, that was, like, I didn't hear no like, oh, my God, this guy or what? Why are you posing with this? No.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I'm surprised, to be honest with you, because some of, like, I can't tell a man he has more important things to worry about without my fucking head back getting come for it. They're shooting my head back out.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I'm surprised. Honestly, I'm surprised. But maybe after the interview drops, maybe, who knows? But I don't think so, because, once again, I got here late, right? So, I caught the tail end of it.
Mm.
And from what I caught of it, it seemed like it was a good interview.
Thank you.
And then what I had, when we sat down after the fact and I got to ask my question, I feel like he answered it properly. So I think it was like, well, good information, maybe too much information for camera, but facts. Hey, whatever. That's what he does. That's what he does, right? So
And you got backlash.
Yeah, I got backlash from it. I got people that said, like, you know, like, oh, he's done this, he's done that, and you shouldn't bring that kind of person on the platform. And my whole thing to it is, I would do the same person that's vaccinated, and I'd sit down here with them the same way. Like, I wouldn't be upset with them.
You're kind of sitting with one.
Well, somebody that's more pushing the agenda.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Guy's pushing the agenda of don't get vaccinated. Like, you know, unity. Let's stand up for our rights and shit like that. If somebody else was to have a different perspective of it and still fight the same way Chris Guy was, come talk to me.
Yeah,
if you're, if you're serious about, my whole thing was, he's serious about his movement. Like, they put him in a place. He didn't really want to do it. He's made whatever he's doing with it now. Let me sit down and talk to you, because I'm somebody that don't like, I don't agree with the facts.
Mm.
I want to hear his side, what he thinks about it, whatever. And that's it. Like, I don't know, man. People are weird.
No, the city is finicky, man.
I think what it is too is polarizing characters.
Because
bring back to Saji. When you had an interview with Saji, you got a lot of backlash. Like, people, I don't even think people really listen to the interview and said, oh, well, Friday was just on their own fuckery.
Not our core or like our average fan base. Her fan base came out strong, and they actually didn't like me. They were like, yo, your interviewing skills suck. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, dude. Why is he doing this? Why is he doing that?
Holy fuck. No, because it wasn't my best interview. So like, they, you know, I was okay with it, because I was like, yeah, I could have been a little bit better in the transitions and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did say okay a lot, but
yeah.
Our core audience, the people who I guess really like are part of our demographic who fuck with us, they were not happy, fam. And I lost like real friends over this shit.
This is because that's what I'm saying. Like, people have a perspective of like how their opinions and how certain things should be when it comes to Wheel of Hip Hop because of that name, bro. Like, even when the Six Views Uncut, it's like people still think that show is Wheel of Hip Hop. Just I'm like interviewing people or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They don't know the difference. So when you take a character like that, Chris Sky, Saji,
they don't know
Saji,
the difference. They just don't choose to recognize the difference between the two shows. They're just being ignorant about it.
But that's kind of not knowing.
No, they're being ignorant. They know. Trust me, they know.
I think some of them don't still. But I think it's in between. But I just think it's that, like, with that name being so strong of, yo, we love hip-hop, I think people expect just hip-hop. Like, I want to hear the bars. I want to hear the boom bapters. Like, that's what I want to see. I want to see you guys interview these guys. So when we do somebody that's so far left of hip-hop, it's just like, nah, fuck that.
What is this? Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's a double standard because we've interviewed people who don't make music and, you know, I guess are part of the quote unquote urban scene, because I hate that fucking word urban. But nobody ever had an issue with certain people. But it goes back to, if it's somebody that you don't like, then it's like, what do they have to do with hip hop? All of a sudden, hip hop comes back into play. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Where if it's like somebody that, like, it's like, there might be a TV personnel. George Strombo, nobody was like, what the fuck does he have to do with hip hop?
Yeah. Brandon Gomez.
He doesn't rap. Brandon Gomez doesn't rap. He doesn't make music. You know what I'm saying? He's just black.
And they rock with him.
Right? Nobody was like, what the fuck?
But a lot of people don't rock with Sky. So Big Bite is going to get the friggin' backlash. He's going to hear
one time before this that I actually posted a Chris Sky post, I did get some backlash. I won't lie. But the man was talking about, look at this. Dollarama, I can't buy brief, I can't buy underwear, I can't buy socks. This is non-essential. Like, that's, and then it's like a lot of people, you know the saying, don't kill the messenger, you know, don't shoot the man. I'm just delivering the message. He's the guy delivering the message. In fact, it's either you listen to the message or you turn a blind eye to the message.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be coming at the messenger. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect. Obviously, I don't know the man and I don't know his history.
Yeah.
But right now, he's just delivering a message. You understand what I'm saying? One that he feels passionate about.
Yeah. And I feel like that's like with all of our guests, like, you know, with the exception of a few, we don't know anybody personally. We're literally getting to know them in the time of the interview. Like, facts. While we're asking them the questions.
That's these guys. I know everybody. I'm capping. I know one, two. But yeah. We want to learn about these people.
Yeah.
Like, my first, I didn't know the nigga was born in around Jada Finch.
Who's this? Don't give him too much.
Oh, yeah. But hey, if you want to know more,
go watch
the interview.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
Big spoiler alert.
That was a little spoiler.
But for real, though, there's shit like that. It's just like, yo, these are why we do interviews with these people. It's not to, like, promote their agenda. Yes, they can come on here and they will promote whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I want to know about what you're doing. How did you get to this place of becoming Big Bite? Becoming whoever? Like,
yeah. Yeah. And
yo, why do you call him Big Bite?
Keep Six Solid. He doesn't know. It was just a name that just popped in his head.
Like, but yeah, man.
So there's Chris. Oh,
well, he doesn't know. No, he didn't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that was the first time you heard it as well, man.
So you called him that on the show.
Yeah,
you
know, a few times.
More spoiler.
Yo, Gucci was like, yo, Big Bite. Let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you a question.
The man's like, yes. he got with it. He was down. But yeah, man. Like, and last thing, even on that, like, when we're interviewing somebody that y'all don't like a Chris Sky, a Saji, or whatever, and whatever the reasons y'all don't like them, have the same energy for somebody that we interview that might be out in these streets fucking shooting motherfuckers' heads off and all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Because we quote unquote, you know, interview a lot of gangsters and people who've allegedly been in a lot of fucking issues, and nobody ever says shit about that.
Listen, my last thing on that, to tell you the truth, is, you guys don't have to like me. I don't care for any of you guys to like me or follow me or any of that shit. My job here is to put on some great content for people to watch and either get a good or bad reaction out of.
Yeah.
So you don't gotta like me because I interview somebody now or because I feel like Jadakiss won the battle. I'm sorry, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is, fam. These are my opinions. But when it comes to the work, when it comes to the content, just appreciate the work.
Yeah, man. I want to give a quick shout before we get into our music actually here to Mother Earth Deliveries.
Jeez.
They dropped off some piff here, some Sticky Pink. I'll give a quick camera flash here. You want to take a little smell of rule here? Big shouts to Mother Earth. If you don't want to get your hands on what's some of their deliveries, hit them up on their website, meddispensary.ca, or hit them up on their Instagram, Mother Earth Deliveries. I think, you know, you might be still doing the percent off. Use the code WLHH. See what happens. You'll probably get a little discount.
Oh, empty pipes.
You know what I mean? A little something. Bringing it back, you know?
Okay.
So we'll be smoking on some of that while we're potting today here. But let's get to the music, yo.
Sorry to cut you. And any other person that wants to promo or any of their products, hit us up. This is a perfect time to get any of your merchandise or products on the show. And we do a great job of, you know, promoting anything that you have. So
facto.
DM us.
Yeah, man. Place ad here. But yeah, man, let's get into our music. Top six music videos. Crazy week. A lot of music videos that have dropped this week. You know what I'm saying? Salute to the comment gang. You know what I mean? Everybody came through. No, there's no, just due to the numbers, everybody came through and they were very vocal. So number six, Mo Murda, Glizzy. And Mo Murda is like one of those guys who has that like very aggressive rap style, yo.
Yeah,
he'd be angry.
He's so upset. I shouldn't say he's upset, but he's very aggressive.
Holy, look at all that chronic.
Jumped on the table.
Sent on a bud, fam. Jesus Christ. Yeah, man, these guys, they look like they're like they filmed this like in some kind of like a movie set somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Studio.
Yeah. Like the car looks like it's in a place somewhere.
The man has his freaking security right there. We call them Big Slim, you know what I'm saying?
Why is Big Slim?
Because The Wire. So when you have a big nigga for with dreads,
or call Charles,
Big Slim, Slim Charles.
Slim Charles.
He didn't have dreads though.
He had braids, but
yeah.
Yeah, man. What you think of this Gucci?
I like this is fire actually because yo, the video is hard. Like, you know, I like how he had the G-Wagon in it. I like how he has so much energy. You can see it, like, you know, it makes you want to move. He can spit though. He has bars though. I'll give you that. Like, you know, like I like it, you know what I mean? It's hard still, you know?
Yeah, and he was also, remember back when we were doing the Respect the Process challenge? Mm-hmm. He was one of the contestants in the challenge, and I think he got pretty far in there.
Yeah, good.
You know what I'm saying?
He can spit.
Yeah, he can spit. He goes hard still.
Yeah, man.
Like, yeah, he has beer energy. Look at him. Like, he does not, there's no still moment. Like, he's just moving everywhere, like, the whole entire video.
Nigga so took like a Red Bull before he started this video.
You need that though. You know what I'm saying?
So he said he can't be laid back.
Yeah, some of these guys have their videos. Yeah, man. Nah, fam, turn off. And their song be lit, B. And they just be like, nah, fam.
Nigga jumping. I like that.
No lean diet, bro. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, big salute to Mo Murda. You know what I'm saying? Big energy, big fucking tune. Oh, and by the way, I got my YouTube on dark mode now. I just figured it out.
Don't kill me. But you still have all your tabs open.
Multiple tab groups, yeah.
Does he? Oh, because I was like, that one there's not. But
No. Okay, I'm hiding it.
Oh, AKA Ricky Dread, blah, blah, blah. Ricky Dread. Yeah, okay, a couple of tabs.
Multiple top jerk, yo. But yeah, man, big salute to Mo Murda. Number six in the city, or no, in the country. But number five, We Love Hip Hop alumni and Six Views on Cut alumni, Block of the Dawn, Bulla Beef Nights.
It's my track. Song of the week. Song and video of the week. Fuck it, man.
Y'all
niggas need to show Blacka some love, bro.
Give him his flowers while he's
yeah,
out here.
Blacka's out here doing him. So much for, like, I don't know if I'm.
At one point, I would say Blacka and Mula were like going neck and neck for like who's working the hardest in the city, but then Mula just put it on overgear, overdrive. So, but yeah, this is a big tune.
And I don't even like Bully Beef. Bully Beef, whatever. I don't like Bully Beef.
Bully Beef
like,
and rice.
What's the other thing that you guys eat in the morning? Did Jamaicans eat with the salt fish?
But Aki.
I don't like Aki. That's nasty.
We all looked at her.
Like, I love Aki and saltfish. It's better than flying fish.
Yeah.
Aki. Chill.
Flying fish be slapping. Yeah, with the green seasoning in. Come on.
Fishes and flying, first of all.
It is. It's kind of flying out of the water.
Yeah, I eat yet.
Flying fish.
I eat yet. Small island people. This is small island people.
Yo, just chill. Yo, I'm Guyanese too, eh?
But yeah, man. Blacka.
Big up Blacka, man.
Back though.
Oh, man.
Aki's nasty. You're fiesty. No fuck.
Yo, what's going on?
Those Clarks are fire! Those desert boots?
Yo! He has the desert boots with the Jamaican flags on the end.
Yo, I bet you that guy has a toothbrush with him.
Holy. Yo, what is going on? Blacka looks like he's filming this in Jamaica.
No, this is
I know he's in Toronto, but
he's
like...
He's giving you that vibe.
The vibe.
Man turned the back of the truck. There's like four men's in the back of a pickup truck.
The vibe. They have like, the plate with the white rice and bowl of beef. Like,
hey, he's giving you the vibe, bro.
Like, let's not do that on the 401, okay, guys? Let's just keep that on the residential streets, okay? Safety first, guys. But yeah, man, big salute to Black of the Dawn, always doing his fucking thing and always high energy as usual. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, videos are always dope. Like,
man. Yeah.
If I could put, like, I don't want to be mixy.
Be mixy.
If you could take out one of the artists that are signed right now and give it to another artist,
pull one and slide. Like trading.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, Black and Black Boy Twitch, I would trade out for like two artists. I don't know who.
Two artists. Wow.
I'm gonna be real. Killy and for one of them. Sub out Killy. No offense to Killy, but I would sub out Killy for Blacka. And I don't know who I do for Black Boy Twitch, but I think them two need more love on their names, fam.
So you basically are building like a Toronto hip hop fantasy league or a Toronto rappers fantasy league.
Yeah. And it's not diss to any of the man them. This is just my opinion, right? Like, just feel like Black of the Dawn should be getting so much more love. Like, the man has credited.
Draft pick.
Yo, the man
organize the Toronto draft. We should organize a Toronto draft.
I do it. We get some comedians, you know what I'm saying? We do a draft.
Yo, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck, man. Like, if you think about it, who's up next? Like, the draft. Like, who's the number one pick in the city? Who's the lottery pick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Let's Pinterest that, the fantasy league for a second. But let's not Pinterest it and, like, not get back to it. We got to get back to it. Because the fantasy league, that needs to be talked about.
Yeah. But, yeah, big up Blacka. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. For the Beef Knights.
Yeah, man. Number five in the country right now. Big tune. But number five, top five featuring We Love Hip Hop alumni and Six Views alumni, YG and Bundog, Movie.
Mm. Okay. Most anticipated.
Yeah. Listen.
How do you feel about this, Friday?
I like the tune. You know what? Listen.
Do you really?
I do like the tune. I already, you know, salute, watch the YouTube lives.
You don't like a particular verse on the tune, though?
Yeah, I don't have an issue with his verse on this tune either. You know what I'm saying? I think all the mans did a good job. Top five had a good verse. I think the best verse on it was, at first I said Bundog.
I haven't heard YG's verse.
But I think it's YG. It's just the issue that I have is that it's so oppy that I'm like, bro, why do you gotta be saying all that shit?
The whole song is so oppy.
The whole song's oppy, but like, just taking the oppy shit away from it and just looking at like how good they approached the beat and like what beat they chose and all that, it's a good song. You know what I'm saying? That's my opinion. Y'all can go.
G41 is better, though. Why you jump back like that?
Listen,
I never heard, like I said, I didn't hear YG's verse.
Yeah, no YG.
I heard Bundog, but yo, this shit is so sticky, bro.
Yeah, so sticky.
It's so sticky. This is like, this is the sticky.
The one thing I will say, wasn't this song originally called Packs Out Packs?
It was. Yeah, but there was already like changes of verses, all types of stuff that happened on this. I'll play a little bit of YG's verse.
No. I don't know. You know, I don't even think we need to. I think the people, enough people's heard.
Yeah, enough people
trending,
heard.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Behind the scenes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll hear it after.
Yeah, we'll hear it after. You know what I'm saying? Big up the man them. They're doing their thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. And you know, this is like chosen by the people. So we're a super unbiased list and we'll take in every fucking thing that comes on it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But
can I be real again? Can I be mixy?
Mix it up.
Because after the battle, but this is me. I would add it on a countdown. I'll be real with you guys. I would add it on a countdown. If it was Gutsy's countdown, I would have said, fuck that shit. I think you got to apologize before I put any of niggas' music videos out here.
Listen,
Gutsy's just an asshole. So that's how you know this is fair. This is the people voting. You put it on.
Listen,
and I got twist now, too. I can show off my twist. I can take off my hat,
Don't worry about it.
You're good. I can take off my hat, but what about the do-rag? What's under the dewy?
The hoodie. The do-rag reveal coming soon.
What's under the dewy? The hoodie.
Anything else on this tune before we move on?
It's too oppy, man.
Yeah.
It's too oppy, man.
Hey. But yeah, man. Number four on our list, yo. Movie. Ow. But we're in the top three right now. And yo, listen, this top six list this week, there's some big tunes on this list. And you know what I'm saying? Like big artists that got on here. Number three, Tory Lanez. When It's Dark, ENFT, and then the date, like August 10th, 2021. So I guess This is a, part of his NFT album that he dropped.
That he supposedly made $1 million off in less than a minute.
Yeah, something like that.
57 seconds. The man jumped in the pool with all his chains and his clothes on. Like, fuck it. Yeah. The man was going to take the chains off. He's like, nah. Fuck it.
Nigga, we may hate it.
He's on the phone like, yo, so it's legit 100%? Yeah,
I don't want to sell off.
I don't want to cap. Right? What? Yo, nigga, I just made $1 million.
But like, this tune, I guess, this is one of the tunes off of it. He's going at, well, he didn't go at Cassidy's head.
Man.
He gave him 1-2 bars.
Yo, I'm going to say this. That nigga went at his head, bro. I'm going to say this.
Same piece of
it. Yo, listen. This had me at the gas station all night. That's all I'm going to say. I had on that vibe. Yo, the man came. He's cocky. He's coming cocky.
Yeah.
He's hella iced the fuck out. I don't know who he thinks he is. I think he thinks he's Mike Tyson in another life or something. He Mr. T. He thinks he's Mr. T. The new generation's Mr. T or some shit. Cause
he had a Mr. T line in there.
Yo, Gucci, Gucci, that looks familiar, eh?
Oh, it does.
That Rolls, the Rolls Royce?
With the stars?
This Rolls Royce.
That's the truck, though. That's the truck.
Yeah, it's a truck, but it, you know, it still looks familiar.
I can't
take
away from what you guys did because I was big still. I won't lie.
Look familiar. Look at him. Look at him.
That is just so feeling himself.
We should have got you to stand up on the road.
Bro. The man would have lost his shit. The limo driver would have lost his shit.
And wings in the fucking truck.
These guys are living life, eh?
Yo, you don't see what the man said? Yo, look. Yeah. Okay. Diamonds eating ramen on a private plane. Disrespectful fools with me. They'll make your mama stain. I'd have lost it all. Got nothing to lose. I let my llama bang.
This is the hardest. This, I mean, I can't be
I'm
biased.
At the gas station all night,
like,
brother.
This is like the pick of the week.
It's not fair.
But it's not fair, though.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Why is it not fair?
Because it's Tory. Yeah. This man has a bigger
He's
bag than
Canadian.
Everybody. But we know where. Yeah. But it'd be like, okay, but it'd be like if Drake gets on the
He's been on the countdown.
Yo, yes, but isn't that a little pump there in the background there or whatever?
Yeah. That's one of his friends.
Right?
Gucci Gang.
Yeah, there you go. Yo, the man bought what? The new Maybach.
And that's Gunner too.
The Rolls Royce. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Look how he's treating, yo, bro. And then the man supposed he sold his $1 million NFT. You're damn right he's going in cocky. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, NFT, that's what he sold there?
NFTs.
That's the new thing, bro.
Yeah.
Somebody in here to talk about that, bro.
Yeah, straight up.
We need to get on.
And we need to get somebody to explain it. We get somebody in here, we interview them, we get on it.
Yo, this guy right here.
Holy!
He's just on another level right now. Okay, before we move on to anybody else on this list, is there a reason why big time Canadian rappers can't be on the top six countdown? Because it's the people who picked them, or even the list originally.
It's not that they can't, but if for our opinion, if we're going to say it's like the song or the music video of the week.
That's our opinion, though.
Like, yeah, it's just our opinion. 9 times out of 10, the song and the video is going to be better. Because these guys are working with better producers. They're working with better songwriters. Mm-hmm. They're just working with better everything.
Let's just put it like this, though. Let's put it in this as advantage. Okay, if you say so. Yeah, he's signed. He's got the money. But guess what? There's two niggas that are not signed. I shouldn't say niggas. There's two gentlemen on the list above this that aren't signed artists, and the city picked them number 2 and 1.
That's
so
true.
Doesn't matter if you're signed or not. It's not like the people say, oh, automatically it was number one.
Yeah.
He's still mid-level in the list. He's still not number one. It's funny. They put him right where they have him tiered in the game. Number 3. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be rude, but that's where he landed up on the Touché. Right? Am I wrong? Like,
no,
he's considered
wrong.
The number 3 rapper in the city.
And not only that, like, I'm actually surprised that he got on the list.
Or I would say number 2. I would say maybe number 2 rapper.
Because, like, a lot of times...
Am I wrong with that? Number 2 rapper in the city?
No, you're not wrong.
Like, under Drake, then Tory Lanez, you know what I'm saying?
But a lot of times, these guys don't even make it on the list.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, yo, my brethren from freaking down the road, that's who's number 1. And it's
this
like...
This was a big... Like, when Tory Lanez has big songs, he does make it on this countdown.
Oh, for sure.
Like, when he has big, big tune, especially when he's rapping, fam.
When he's rapping.
People will pick it, bro.
Well, Tory's been on the list more than Drake has.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a few times that Drake has dropped. His song was on the countdown, but nobody voted it onto the list. But in Tory, he's been a few times, but when he raps,
all night.
It's when he raps. You see, that's the operative thing that you said. When he raps, people are like, my tune. Throw that on the list.
Yo, the man's cocky. See, I can steal the nigga's flow.
Has
and
he had
what?
A number one?
Yeah. Nobody who's like famous like Nav, anybody, like nobody's had a number one on our list, but at least they've made it on there.
Are you sure, fam?
No, nobody, not one time.
I think Tory might have, or maybe I'm wrong.
Nah, man, I would remember.
People
that.
Know that'd be biased too. Yeah. Just yeah, like yeah, how we're yeah. like, nah, I'm too biased to put him number one.
Yeah.
Our favorite.
Well, but yeah, man, big salute to Tory Lanez, man. You know what I'm saying? Big fucking tune, big video, and you know, you'll be okay, Cassidy. You'll be all right.
Put that nigga in the casket like his career, he said.
Oh.
Yo. Hold on.
Man said the man said he was in the telly with R. Kelly.
Should have flamed you for that.
Should have flamed you for that.
You better stop fucking West Canadian boys, yo. Holy.
Bars.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah,
it's
man.
It's a good look, though.
Yeah, like man.
The fact he's cocky sitting on the roof of the Bentley, feet up on the door, like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, man. This nigga's living life.
Sorry, one more thing for you. Mm. The only thing most disrespectful that he could have did would have been more disrespectful is to pop a bottle right there and just pour it like this. Like, shake it, pour it on the top of the roof.
Just wash the roof with the fucking champagne.
Yeah, well, not on his niggas, but you know what I'm saying? Just like on the car, like just wash the car with the bottle. Like, probably here, hold did. That.
Give it a champagne probably bubble did. Bath.
You know he should have been in a washroom shitting.
Yeah. But yeah, man. Number three on our list this week, yo. But number two. Young Early, Hype Beast. And that's six views on Cutlum.
I love that. Yeah, you know I would say this is my pick of the week. If okay. it, I'm not being biased.
Hey. Strike bumps, though. Yeah.
Another yeah. Rolls Royce. Holy. The Rolls Royce dealership never closed since it opened, eh? Remember when it opened a few months ago, we were commenting on the show. We're like, the Rolls Royce dealership opened up. Or I was saying that. It never closed, fam. Just bare Rolls Royce just hit Toronto after, yeah. fam.
Man's in a convenience store, eh?
Where the fuck are they, fam?
Brampton.
Off of B-Town, eh?
Play a little bit of it. This one's kind of high.
I gotta start visiting B-Town.
Bro. Nigga nowadays, yeah, they rolling with some rats. Bitches nowadays, yeah, they cheating for a bet.
I know.
What I'm trying to do, it's saucy. This one's saucy. Mm. Yeah, it is. This one's saucy. I swear to man, one part of the man said, yo, she won the night because she know that I'm married.
watch him in the head.
Yeah, bro. They're enjoying themselves, bro. They're enjoying themselves.
Yeah, man.
And there's nothing missing, right, Gooch?
Nothing missing, man.
Yeah, shotty.
Everything checked off.
You got the nice cars.
Nice one.
You got a baddie. The jewelry is there. Early.
The Michael Jackson shirt. Feeling the Michael Jackson hoodie.
Shout out Dollarama.
Facts. Truly knows Canadian, baby.
And shout out Tristan Thompson.
You know the funny thing is, they're not hiding the plates either.
Yo, Gutsy.
You know what I mean? Like before, usually man would hide the plates. You know what I mean? Blur them, bandanas. Nah?
Gutsy, you think that one has stars in it? It doesn't really look like it has stars.
I don't know, it's daytime, so you know what I'm saying? I don't.
But
I don't
want to
but you still can see it.
Looks, night.
It you still good, can though. See it.
We're not giving you no inside shots, asshole.
Holy.
That was hard, though.
Oh, yeah, man. Big salute to Young Early. Big fucking two. Number two on our list this week. But number one. Baby Blatt and Swipe a Lot. More Money.
Yay.
And this is a very young gentleman. You think 14, maybe 15 years old.
Number one track in the city. Yeah, the young in the world. What's going on? Yeah.
I like the fact that the young boys be getting the number ones a lot.
Yeah, I'm gonna know how this young boy know about Van Dutch. Van Dutch man not even born when Van Dutch there.
A lie.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, good luck. Number one song. No?
Okay.
Fuck with the kid.
Number one. Nas.
Jeez. It's different,
boy,
man.
Get it, it's young different. Boy. It
doesn't sound like everybody else.
Yeah, man. And he's got good energy on that, too, man. You know what I'm saying?
Imagine he's 14 now. He's falling like LB Spliffy, no? Yeah. LB started young.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
LB started young. Avenue Road and shit. Okay.
Around that same age.
Beer, Little Caesars. Okay. Better be giving that to your peoples.
Yeah, let's stand on the slice, fam.
Okay. I read it. Fuck my peoples. Fast. I'm liking this kid's energy.
Yeah, man. Man's giving out pizzas on the road. You know what I'm saying?
Man's giving away already. Jeez.
Yeah. Look at that. A positive song number fucking one.
One.
Hey. Thank you, fucking Toronto. Hey. Thank you.
You know happiness, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. Thank
number
you.
Number one, bro. What bless. And he's giving away.
That's fine. Yes, big up yourself, baby Black. Swipe a lot. You guys keep working and doing your things, fam. And I want everybody to go subscribe to this page. Yeah. That's what I want you guys to do. Run up and subscribe. Yeah.
Youngest
this
in is charge. Not,
the man them are throwing up hearts.
Fam, this is not on six
They're throwing up gun signs. They're throwing up, I think, sorry. Oh, sorry. Okay, I just slipped some. Okay, my bad. But they're throwing up hearts. I'm like, yo, man, I'm throwing up hearts and shit. So it's like, it's mixed messaging, but it's still a good look, man. Fuck.
Yeah, I hope I'm not wrong on that.
Hey, but salute to you guys.
Regardless, I just
man.
Like the young boys. I like that they're doing the thing. Go subscribe to his page, man, because he looks like he's doing some positive shit. Go subscribe to his. I like that, man. That's dope.
Giving back already, that's blessed, yo.
He's not on six buzzing, he's got 3K. A lot of niggas that a lot of niggas on their own page can't do that.
That's a fact.
No kizzy.
Yeah,
youngest in charge, yeah.
Yeah, man. Big salute to Baby Black. Big salute to Swipe a Lot. Number one in the country this week, yo.
One Oz.
But let's get to our honorable mentions.
Hold on. Can I read off your speech?
Yeah, go for it. One second here.
Honorable mentions of the week brought to you by Gutsy Guts.
Go for it.
We got Fleeto and Six Buzz, Draco, KG, Freeze, and Jeezy Loke, Fake Friends, Quake Matthews, Tony Braxton Freestyle. That's big. AR Paisley, Enough, another big tune. Mm-hmm. Jay Neat, Brenner Bands, Lit, Anissa Bradshaw.
TikTok.
Sleepy 13, Traffic featuring TK, MN, and Shamsie. Too Reckless in the Kitchen. Illy and AR, PTSD, Cashboy, Backdoor Vibes, Glizzy 23, Endless, Ray Ray, Remedy, High Key, Easy, Hypnotic, King KLV, Right Now, EO Banzo and Two Sauce, Backdoor, Mr. FG, FG Story, Dr. Bushman, and MT Cassius, Red Light, Green Light, that's a big tune, Slip and Slide, Bless Up, Showtime, Jeffrey's Story, DYSC, Mudderville. Okay, and Ason Eastwood, Evolving, featuring fire. Colin O'Lloyd and Lord Fury.
Fire.
Big salute to Lord Fury and fucking
alumni.
Ason, man. Yeah, man.
Alumni.
Quick story before our guest gets here, because our guest is actually on the way up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, what?
Yeah,
for real?
Yeah. He gave us a last minute, guys.
Wow.
Mula First, aka Mula the First. His IG's back. And at first, I'm sure he has more followers by now, but his first followers and his first people he was following back was Drake and 40.
Interesting.
So I gave my opinions. I don't know. I didn't give my opinions. I just did a whole bunch of and I didn't have the... What do y'all think?
I think it's pretty whack that Michael didn't follow me. I've been pretty instrumental on Michael's career, you know what I'm saying, helping him back as he has had his comeback.
Look what I've done,
you know, look what I've done. Couple of podcasts where I've big up my son. No, I'm joking, you're not my son. I'm joking. I'm just trying to rap. But yeah, I think that's dope, fam. I think that's dope that, you know, Drake's actually going out there and putting that follow out there and letting him know like he's one of the guys, fam. Like, I think that's dope. 40 as well. We already know 40 rock with that team. So, you know what I'm saying? I just think it's dope for Mula that he's coming back out. People are paying more attention to him. Like we said, what was he going to do when Drake paid attention, right? It looks like he's capitalizing on the situation. So, big up Mula, bro.
Facts.
PK Herc, what do you think?
Well, it's interesting that he got his page back. And then the first two followers is Drake and 40. That's big, yeah. Because he says it, you know, to the biggest artist, I know you see me.
I know you can see me.
Right? So, obviously, he's doing the right thing. 27 tracks, 27 videos. So, fuck. He's working. He's working hard, so he deserves that.
Look what I've done.
But I think it just gives him more motivation to go harder. I don't know if they just unleash Pandora's box. know what I'm saying? But we'll see. I think it's a good look for him, though. You know what I mean?
Gucci Gang?
Yo, it's a big look. I'm not going to lie, because he was going at Drake, and yo, he keep putting out tracks, and it's paying off. Like, it shows you keep working hard, bro. It's going to pay off. So, it's definitely a good look. You already know how Mula is. He's cocky. You know what I mean? So, that's the way how he's going to do it. You know what I mean? He's going to do it right and show you guys, like, yo, listen. One thing about Mula, his confidence is just always high no matter what. You know what I mean? Right. And that's showing us. Look at that. The man's coming back.
Did he face me?
OVO 40 and Drake following him. So, you never know. He might have a track with Drake.
Your opinion now.
My opinion on this is, how is it that man is dissing y'all and y'all are so quick to run and follow the man? So is that what it takes?
Jeez.
Just verbally abuse the man on tracks and, hey, yo, we fuck with you now.
I don't think it was like verbally abusing him. He wasn't like dissing him, like saying he's a punk. He's just saying, yo, Drake, like, pay attention to me, fam.
There's been a few of those, yes.
Like, I'm the one out here. I'm the guy out here. But I don't think it was just like, yo, you're a punk. You're a bitch. Like, man up, Drake, or... You think he can face me? He's just talking slick, fam.
I'm not trying to hate on it, because I love everything that's going on, but I'm just saying there was a few lines that were kind of feisty.
Remember when Drake used to do that? When Drake used to just send some spicy shots to Jay, some spicy shots to certain artists, where it's just like, yo,
it wasn't that spicy.
I'm here, fam. I'm out here, bro. That's what Mola's doing.
Like Tory Lanez too with Drake.
Same shit. I'm out here. They'll send a little subliminals and shit like that.
Subliminal.
So I think that's the same thing that Mula's been doing, and Drake's been doing it too. I think every rapper does it. Drake's just feeling it, like, all right, fam. You're doing your thing. I hear you. I see you out here, fam.
But I'm going to go back a little bit here.
Also, Drake doesn't want to look like he's one-sided, right?
That's true.
You know, like, he wants to even out. Because I feel like...
Think I found GD.
Okay.
Catch money sleepy. 24 CP. She asked me if I sell drugs. I told her that I'm past that. I can get your ass fat. Nose done transplant. Get paid through cash. Foreign, you could crash that. Fuck around then I... And fuck up. She asked me if I sell drugs. Cut her ups 3 times. Little nigga, I could do life. Not with the hype.
Nah.
You already know it's on site.
Bitch, it's on site.
So, okay. I don't think that's
that could be to anybody.
Yeah, that's not true.
Since you're just trying to somebody just trying going to Sprite. That could be to anybody.
Cause I ain't signing no deals unless it's like 10 mil. And still, I could get more off the scale.
But maybe you passed it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm playing Amazon Prime for anybody.
When he said to the biggest artist in the world, I know you can see me.
And then it's never about the line. It's all about the follow up after. Y'all remember I've said this before about even with Drake. It's not about the line itself. Listen to the bars after.
Nike doesn't pay me to do it. They pay me to do it again.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and if you go past that, he probably says some more spicy shit about Nike. But it's like wrapped up in there because people go, ah. It's like rap battles. People go, ah.
Yeah, they miss it.
But then you miss when the man's still like, oh, here's a couple. You know what I'm saying? Gotta pay attention to the bars. But salute Mula first. Salute the man them. You know what I'm saying? OVO 40, fucking Drizzy Drake, the whole camp. You know what I'm saying? I love to see the movement.
I think it's a good move for Mula. It's a good look for Mula. Yeah. Got the attention. Now what are you doing with it?
But like, is it that just a follow, or like, is he gonna get?
I don't know.
Who knows?
If it's just a follow, that's just whatever. Like, a lot of people got followed by Drake.
You know what? When Drake's album drops within the next week or so, you might hear Mula on it. You might hear a sample. You might hear something on it.
Gucci cut to the side like, yeah, my man gone crazy.
You gone too far now.
You gone too far, bigs. Hey, well, yeah, the album's dropping, It should drop by.
Only Drake and 40 really know why they did what they did. You understand what I'm saying? They have their plan. They know what they're doing.
Yep.
So, you understand what I'm saying? Right?
But yo, let's cut to a break, man. I've stirred up enough fucking mixing. Let's
play the other one.
Which one now?
Play his latest one, man. Please, Moolahs.
His latest one?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah.
Under the bottom. Let's go, man. Deep, under the bottom. Moolah first. AKA Moolah the first.
Da 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 da. I'm still better than you. No.
Now I can play the sound effect.
We love hip hop. We love hip hop.
I like it, like, well, it's hard as fuck.
Drop down in the mask.
We love
me and you and our size. Real life, I'm a guy.
Guy.
Me and the gang, we tied. Take one, you lose five. Shorten your lifespan, cuz longer clips I let fly. These niggas thinking they gooey. Don't make me body your slime.
We love
as soon as you hear the you already know it's who. There's an iron wind. No wonder I cannot lose. What else I gotta.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
It's free jewelry for the people.
Free,
you know what I mean?
Free. It needs to be shared.
Yeah, man. Yo, listen. I want to hold you for a quick moment, okay?
I'm here. I got nowhere to go. All
right. We're not going to spend super long, but we have a segment called Smoke and Mirrors, right?
Okay.
And we go into like news stories and different things that are going on in the news, right?
Absolutely.
And for the people who are just tuning into the listening audience, as well as the people who are watching on YouTube, we got Solitaire in the motherfucking building. You know what I'm saying? Let me throw some sound effects in there.
Hey.
It's fucking hot in here.
We're in a super heat wave going on in Toronto. You know what I'm saying?
Holy, it's hot in here. I'm sweating. I keep thinking, bro.
So I'll try to get through these news stories quick, fast, and just get your opinions on them. Casper, TNG, and Top Five. The track "Freeze" goes certified gold. Okay, and that's Canadian certified gold. Yeah. So that's and that's with over 5 million views on YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So salute to them. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
And hold your head to Casper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah, that's another person like incarcerated.
Yeah.
Doing big fucking things like even before he was incarcerated, and then boom.
Yeah. You
know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But it's good to see that like his music is still getting the attention. Like, what are your thoughts on that, man?
I think it's great. I like I said, there's definitely been four or five that I've encountered inside that have, they're like, yo, look him up. And I go, I look him up, and I'm like, this guy's got views.
Wait a minute, you got 10 million views?
So I'm torn because at the end, like, most importantly, you want to see people succeed, especially our people. But it's problematic. I can't, there's no, a man like me in the position that I am and what I've seen and the work that I do, I cannot not acknowledge that it's problematic in this at the same time.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, I have all kinds of artists passing through my studio saying all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? It's not up to me to curate that, but I can recognize when I'm like, I wish it didn't have to be like that.
Mm.
But I would still encourage that transition, whatever it takes to get to that next level, and hopefully there's an evolution. That's the only thing you could really hope for.
That's a fact. Yeah. You got any thoughts on it, Herc?
Yeah. I'm out of it, bro. The heat's got
it. The heat's got you. Got you mash up.
Nah, I hear that.
I'm sorry, bro.
No, don't be. No.
Yeah, they got talent. It just sucks that they're locked up. I wish, you know, they could
exploit that.
Yeah. Even make money, like, even way to make money while they're still locked up. Like, you know what I mean? Other than views and shit like that. Like,
yeah.
For their music.
Yeah.
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 You got to give them ways, options. You know what I mean?
That's the
key. They need options. They don't have options.
That's the key. And the thing about it is, now you have a record. How are you going to travel? Because really, as an artist nowadays, if you can't tour, and if you're only touring Canada, believe me, I've been across Canada many times. There's not much money to get here.
Yeah.
And that was a big problem that artists were having before, even long before these guys were getting arrested. It's like, they don't have places to perform.
That's right.
Right? They have hot tracks. They're doing shit. And right when they're about to hit that get over the hump.
Yeah.
A stride.
Something happens, you know, they get themselves caught up in some bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's one thing they were complaining about a lot on the earlier episodes of our show is nowhere to perform.
Nowhere to
the
perform.
Why them fucking up their performances. You know what I'm saying? So
now here's where it gets complex. Whose fault is that?
No. Listen.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not taking any fault away from them.
And the thing is, hip hop is a hyper masculine, hyper aggressive art form. When we fuck shit up for ourselves, we get mad because we fuck shit up, but you're not letting us like back into there. But when somebody comes in and fucks up your house, you're like, you guys are.
Don't fucking come back.
Don't come back.
Facts.
And it's not, I mean, that's not hip hop fault. That's not one specific person's fault. It's, we have to recognize the impact of the actions of our community and why these things are happening. As much as we fight for venues to like give hip hop a chance, because the vast majority of hip hop and events are positive, but you know, it's the same reason why what's the last time you remember leaving a compliment for good service to somebody? But I promise you, you remember the last time somebody was like, yo, this person, yo, that service was, yo, you're going on, you're tweeting. You're like, yo, that service at this place was shit.
The fries are cold.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the meant, you remember that negative experience far more. And these are places that are not, they know Drake. They know, like, they know the fluffy shit. So when the streets come, they're like, yeah, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
In my age and experience, I see both sides. I see both sides because I have the wisdom and experience of seeing that the vast majority of hip hop is positive and not getting any problems. Mm-hmm. But I also see, like, listen, if a venue said, okay, we're going to have an event, and then they rush the door, people break in through the back, then there's a fight, then there's this, and then there's that. Like,
I
can't blame the owner for saying, yo, we're not doing
never
this again.
Never again. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 100%. So we have to account for the reaction. And I don't think there's enough accountability on part.
I was waiting for that word. You know what I'm saying?
Accountability is a big part of the discussions that we have. Yeah.
But salute to Casper. Salute to Top 5. You know what I mean? Congratulations on that, because it's always good to see more Canadian artists getting certified gold in their repertoire. You know what I'm saying?
It helps everybody.
Just a quick thing. I see a thing. I don't know how true it is, but I think Northside Benji's freestyle must have just hit like 10 million views or something like
that. Yeah, the Charlie Sloth freestyle, one in the UK. Yep.
The UK
freestyle. He was another one that was requested inside, too. That was how I first learned about him, too. I think I featured his song. I have a radio show on Vibe 105, a talk show on Saturday mornings, and I played his song. What is it? Like 2-3 years ago that came out, right?
Even more, I think.
Yeah.
I think maybe 5.
Yep.
Yeah. But he's the first non-UK artist to do that.
Yeah. So big salute to Northside Benji as well.
That freestyle was fire.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fire.
They'll run it up to 200 million views. Shit, that's a fire freestyle.
Academics is supposed to be having a Toronto live Twitch stream again. I don't know if you caught any of the other one that they had before. There was a whole bunch of people, like mad Toronto artists, The Crook, Roadrunner, Doovie, Top 5, Pressa.
I saw a little bit of the one where Pressa was on there. I think Top 5 was on there too.
Yeah.
Hoodlum.
Yeah, so they're supposed to be having another one of those. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Do you think that, like, that helped the scene, or do you think that it hurt it in any way?
I'm a double-edged sword is a reoccurring theme, because I think it did both.
Mm-hmm.
To me, shining a light on the city and our artists and giving a major platform like Academics has is a net positive for the up and coming artist who has yet to be heard and will possibly be getting an opportunity to do that because of, oh shit, this is what's going on in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
But as a reflection of the city, looking at it as like a mentor and an OG, it's not something, it's not ideal. It's
it got ugly.
Can
for
I say
that?
Can I get it? Like I'll say it. It's less than ideal.
Yeah, there was definitely some ugly moments that was going on there.
Yes, you know yes.
The city didn't make themselves look good with all the fucking arguing and all that shit.
Catty.
Yeah,
it was less than ideal, and I think that there's a better ways
they could
that
handle we can themselves, yeah?
We could represent the city. But I mean, you know, youth plays a factor in that. Mm-hmm. You know, inexperience in terms of life. Not that, you know, some people have experience. A lifetime's worth of experience in the streets, but like they're like a toddler in the experience of life outside of what their comfort zone is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And when you're on this platform, coming from the generation that I come from, I can't understand why people are so willing to expose themselves on social media on certain levels. I personally don't understand that. But if you've only come up knowing social media, you have no frame of reference for saying, listen, if you don't want shit to get out, then don't post it online. It's very simple. People are like, yo, they're tracking us through our phones. Yo, if I need be, I can leave my phone at home and be on road. And if I need to stop at a payphone, there's 4 or 5 important numbers that are committed to memory. I could just go and make a call if need be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I need to be off the grid, I know how to be off the grid and I'm very comfortable with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't understand how you don't have that level. When we came up in a generation where you got media coaching to understand when a host or somebody who's interviewing you is trying to get you to say certain shit,
yeah.
You can redirect it. But hip hop is not necessarily about being politically correct.
Yo, shot that dude? Yo, I shot dude 4 times, you know what I'm saying? But he got away, he lived though.
I'm smoking
but, you know,
him right
fuck
now.
Fuck him and his whole crew, yeah. Because, you know, we run this shit and you know where we're at. 565.
Yeah, right.
Come see me.
Yo, the guns are in the back. You know what I'm saying?
It's true. The media training just went all the way out the window.
It's zero.
It's supposed to be like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. What? Gun? Huh? Never heard of one.
But the mentality is like, yo, I'm going to just say the craziest shit, because the mentality is the craziest shit gets the most views. That's one of the most toxic aspects of social media. I tell people, you want to be famous. I don't care. Like any artist who comes to me and says, yo, I just want to be heard or I want to be famous, I'm instantly like, yeah, mute. I don't give a fuck about being famous, because you can do anything to be famous now.
You're about to drop some trash. You're about to drop that hot trash on the people's head.
You will do whatever's next to be famous. I want to hear from the artists who are like, yo, I recorded 70 songs on a voice note on my phone. Can you listen to my shit and hear like if there's any ideas? That's who I want to hear. You have a fucking purpose.
Yeah.
You have a calling. I don't want to, being famous is, you know, social media famous is the most toxic things in this generation is produced.
Super toxic.
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep our eye out. Like by the time people hear this, it'll already be out. We'll see what happens. Yeah. I Ginobili G over there behind the camera.
Oh, I'm in it if it happens. I'm gonna make sure I'm in it.
Timmy D might make an appearance. You know what I'm saying? You never know. I got one more thing here, and it's our usual segment that we have. It's our mod ting of the week. Where's the sound effect here?
Mod ting. It's our mod ting.
What is it? What is it? The weather?
Thinking I'm mod ting. Right?
Holy fuck.
So it's a cop who makes a song dissing the man that he arrested.
Oh, we got your gold. Yeah, we got your gold. It looks nice. It would have been good if you got it right, if you earned it properly. Yeah, this.
So salute to 6buzz, who I found this post from, a Florida sheriff that wore the suspect's chain and did a freestyle, dropped a track mocking the criminal.
No.
We'll play here.
Yes, sir, sheriff. I have something to say.
Is that the dude? That's the guy in the back?
This is a music video. Hold on. I'll play it on the screen so y'all can see it on so the rest of the guys can see it on the screen here.
No way.
Let's go.
Y'all have anything to say?
Yes, sir, sheriff. I have something to say.
Talk to him then.
Hey, you can run, but you can't hide. You can keep
not fucking funny,
but you can't fly. Ha. You can't lie. Old Brady get his man every time. He gon' get his own family if they try to cross the line. That's why you trying to hide. Yeah. Cause you know that we gon' get you.
Holy shit.
So we on the mission.
The nigga's like, cause you know that we gon' get you.
Wait a second. That's the cop in the orange, like wearing the vest?
No.
That's the.
Yes. No. Isn't that the cop?
No.
Okay, it's explain
the
this
white story. Cop. It's the white sergeant. These are just the rappers. So when you go back to the beginning of the video, go back to the beginning.
Okay. I was like, yo, wait a second.
Just gonna get a wheel up.
I don't have anything to say.
That's the cop that wore the chain. Yes, he wore the chain. Yo,
oh, he's getting the thumbnail
this
week. You need
to go and watch. Go on Google and you'll see YouTube and watch his clip before the music, where he's talking shit and he's using the people's pictures like puppets. He's talking shit about the father and the son, and he makes them kiss and all types of shit. Yo, the man is facing with it. As I told you, the man puts on the chain. He doesn't even know what he's doing. He puts the chain on backwards, right? And he's standing there. He's like, yeah, yeah, you know, I got your gold. And then he realizes, oh, yeah, it's nice, eh? It would have been better if you got it legit. Like, basically, yo, the man was talking beer shit. And then this is the follow-up to what happened when he was talking beer shit.
Oh,
yeah, the white guy went viral. That's his shit, man.
You know that we go. That line is killer. Because you know that we gonna get you. Like, what?
Yo, the sheriff went viral. Yo, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, who's that guy rapping?
Yo, I wouldn't be surprised if those are two Florida undercover officers or some shit. I would
not
be surprised.
Yo, how did they get these guys? So these fire rappers.
Those guys are all cops.
No, I don't. We don't know that. We know the one.
I don't
know.
We don't,
yeah, but he could just got the vest. Whatever. Who knows? Yeah. At the end of the day,
I thought it was a cop.
The white guy. Wow. He's a sheriff. He's the Florida sheriff. The other two guys, we don't know if they're actual police or someone he just hired to make the song. But he's real police.
Okay, real quick.
Wow.
If you're a rapper.
No, they're not rappers. Or actually, no, they're not rappers.
No, fam, he was spitting some fire.
No, but they were rappers. No,
I didn't like what he was talking about.
He sound like Mr. Cool.
But he was in the pocket.
The guys that got arrested, they were like rappers, you know, hustlers.
No, but the guy who's making the song, endorsing the boy them.
Yeah.
You're going to be a guy who's just a rapper and you're going to do a song endorsing the boy them. You got to kind of be down with the boy them.
He's probably a fed. I'm telling you. Yeah, he's probably an undercover cop.
Like, they got some feds who got some bars.
Yeah, they put on a... Yo, my cousin can write a bar for me. I'll get my cousin to write me a rap.
That's what I'm saying. There's somebody in the department who's like, yo, I had a whole mixtape before I started being a cop. Right? But now it's hard to put my shit out. Here's my opportunity. What, you got this guy? You got beef with him? Let me write some bars for you, fam.
Yo, I got it. This track ready. What, you need 16?
Pass the donuts.
Sarge, you need 16? Huh? Sarge, you need 16? I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
So donuts.
Make sure to order as much Dunkin' Donuts they probably got over there. Make sure to bring that to the studio, nigga.
Double down on the Dunkin'.
Okay.
Yeah, the man was this.
That's a mad thing.
You have to go back and watch the actual Fed. Like, the interview when he after the arrest.
I just saw that and I was like, yo,
that's a very yo. It had to be. That's Florida,
videos.
Right? That's Florida.
Yeah,
Florida. That's Florida.
Yeah, it had to be Florida.
Yo, there's reaction videos to that shit out there on YouTube.
I'm gonna have to go fucking
guarantee
do a deep
you'll
dive.
You'll find a reaction video to that, not the song, but to the cop.
Yeah. Oh man!
After the arrest, like, you know, the press conference.
I'm gonna have to do a weekend deep dive on that. Well, yo, let's wrap it up, yo.
Yeah.
Solitaire.
Yes, sir.
Let us know where to find you, social media wise, anywhere like where you want the people to get onto you.
At Solitaire Music, SOLITAIR Music. There's no E. I'm on detox. I don't take E.
Oh wow.
All right. No, I'm playing. But no, Solitaire Music on everything. Facebook, if you're on that. I know youngins aren't on that, but Instagram,
no,
Twitter, TikTok. I fought TikTok tooth and nail to the last, you know. And
they
I was
got
like,
you.
View or make videos?
You know, it was somebody who was telling me, who was like, listen, TikTok is like, you're basically, you have a new audience. It's like you're introducing yourself to a whole new world of fans, you know. And I was like, okay, I get to see that, but to me, I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking tired.
So do
like,
you view or do you TikTok?
I have like three. I have I think I have four followers.
We'll follow,
give me a four.
Follow him up on TikTok.
Give me a,
yeah,
get him some followers. Give me a goddamn four. But the thing is, I'm okay with that because I know that I'm not posting enough to be like a viral TikToker. You know what I mean? I'm only on there to have a presence. And an attorney of mine said, listen, own your intellectual property as much as you can online. So if it's a new service, register your shit so nobody can take it. And that's, you know, Jules. So, but Instagram is pretty much, I would have to say, is the most convenient way for me to be on social media. So, and it's all at Solitaire Music.
Okay. Yes, enough respect for coming through, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that. The new single is out right now, Bod Like That, featuring Keisha Fresh. And I got some new joints. By the time this drops, I'll have a new freestyle out, and I'm going to continue to, you know, bring people back to who I am as an artist, you know, get back into that music. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm in that spirit. So I appreciate you guys giving me the platform and the time.
Enough respect, King.
Big respect.
PK Herc, let the people know where to find you.
Oh, you know where to find me and PK on the block. Hey. Hopefully this heat will die the fuck down.
Nope.
It's what time? It's midnight almost.
Well, it's 11:30.
Whatever. But like I said, almost. And it's hotter than when we started this motherfucker a couple hours ago.
That's a fact. So,
like, yo, it's a real thing. But, yo, big up to the city. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's hot out there, the gal them look beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
That's so a bonus.
That's right. Keep doing your thing to the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Y'all look good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out to all the people that fuck with podcasts, you know what I'm saying? Six Views, you know what I mean? Six Views Uncut.
Okay.
Gucci's Clear Star Studio page, you know, Friday Ricky Dread, you know what I'm saying? PK Herc, Solitaire, you know what I'm saying? So fuck with the shit, you know what I'm saying? Get tapped in. But yeah, it's motherfucking hot up this motherfucker.
So let's get out of here.
I'm trying to. Bye.
PK Herc in the building. Gutsy Guts, let the people know where to find you.
You can find me at your girl's house.
Hey.
Using her AC, watching this interview. Big up, man, like Solitaire. Gutsy Guts on all social media platforms. Mr. Gutsy Guts on Twitch. Yeah, yo. Be cool, Toronto.
Let's go, man. Gucci Gooch, let the people know where to find you.
You can find me under the AC. You know what I mean? Turning up. But you can... my personal page, Gucci416. My business page, Claire Star Studio 6. And check me out on YouTube, everybody. You know what I mean? Let's turn that up, baby.
Turn up.
But yeah, gang. Shout out to the supporters, y'all. Gang and the team. Gang, gang, gang.
Gang, get a gang, gang.
Yo, it's Gucci.
Yeah, man. Dope episode. Make sure to tap in. Make sure to subscribe. Make sure to hit me up on all my social media platforms. Friday Ricky Dread, that's Dredd. Make sure for everything else, welovehiphop.ca. And if you want to rent some time over here with a clear space or with equipment and engineers, hit us up at the Visionary Art Center. All right, the VAC. I'm going to take us out with a track that we were speaking about in the interview earlier that you produced. Bacardi Slang. Cardinal Official, yeah. Produced by Solitaire.
See me out.
Yo, what about Old Time Killing?
That was Mr. Attic.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a fire.
Shouts out to Mr. Attic.
Right there. Yeah. That's one of those. We're gonna put you on something brand new now.
Attic is a beast. He's produced so many grassroots stuff. Yeah.
We love hip hop. We love hip hop.
I saw it.